You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons back live at Fenway Park in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. It's a Friday night Fenway, although right now it's a little wet. Here at Fenway Park, the tarp is on the field. Looking at the cameras in the bullpen, the rain's coming down pretty heavily. So some questions as to whether we're going to get this game in, whether we will see the debut of Peyton Tolley against Paul Skeens. The Pirates are in town, but we're holding out hope because it's a special debut potentially for the young Red Sox left-hander with the mustache and the big broad build and everything he brings to the mound. So
he's
hopefully
a brick blank house.
Yeah, he is. He is definitely a brick blank house. I feel like that's something we shouldn't say too often because we might say something we're not supposed to say. But so we'll keep an eye on the tarp and on the weather and see where this game is going to go tonight. But the other news of the day from Fenway is that Walker Buehler has been released. He is no longer a member of your Boston Red Sox. Bumped to the bullpen recently. Now he is bumped off the roster. But it is 3 o'clock, and that means, Stiz, it is time for the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Today's three-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you gotta get Glassman. Call all sevens. That's 617-777-7777. As Dan Ball likes to say, three hosts, three opinions at 3 o'clock. But today, it's two hosts and a producer with some opinions here at 3 o'clock. It'll go Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and then Stiz with a very interesting one that I think a lot of people will have a reaction to. But Stiz, I'm going to put myself on the clock first. Let me know when I'm ready.
Andrew, your 60 seconds begin right now.
So I'm going to take a victory lap, mostly because the big man who would be chasing me in this victory lap isn't here to catch me today and hurt me. Ted Johnson's off. You might remember about 2 months ago, we had our first big fight of WEEI Afternoons. Ted wanted to strangle me, wanted to kill me when I called the Patriots, his team, the team that he said was going to win 10-plus games, the most overrated team in football. I said it then. I stand by it now. And you know what? Others are starting to agree with me. I think the head coach of the New England Patriots is starting to realize how bad his football team might be. And the other aspect is they're suddenly cutting talent. Some of the talent that I thought would be on the roster, some of the veteran talent, some of the best 53 players no longer on the roster. This team doesn't have depth. The health looks questionable when you take into account somebody like Gonzo, who hasn't practiced in a month. We haven't seen a ton from the free agent class. We haven't seen Stephon Diggs on the field. There are so many questions with this team, starting with high-end talent, straight on down through your depth and the rest of the roster. I said it in May, the Patriots were the most overrated team in football when everybody was penciling them in for the playoffs. I feel even stronger about it now. The Patriots were the most overrated team in football. Now they could be a low single-digit win team again.
Wow.
Everybody's worried. You can pretend you're not, but you're worried.
I'm actually not going to pretend I'm
okay.
Not worried.
So, mister, you were a 10-win guy.
I was.
Where it's are you now? Down. Well, you don't have to do it officially, but it's come down significantly.
Oh, yeah. This is the second time it's come down.
I'm actually a little surprised. Excuse me. I'm actually a little bit surprised
today
that we haven't seen any adjustments in the win total. You know, like
sometimes. Oh, the Vegas win total. I believe if you were go to your FanKings or DraftDuel right now, neither's a sponsor, right, Ken? Okay, good. I think it's still 8.5.
Oh yeah, no, I know. And I don't think it should be. This is not an 8.5 fence team. This is a team that should be probably down. I lowered my win projection total to 6.5 recently. I think that's closer to where reality stands. We've had a lot of guests on here. We've asked them to list the strengths of the Patriots and they struggle. By the way, stick around for another 20 minutes or so and we'll talk to our friend Mike Giardi. Quick tease. He was one of the first people, the only people that I saw earlier this week actually alluded to keep an eye on Jabril Peppers. So Mike Giardi heard or saw something. We'll talk to him about that weird Peppers cut in just a little bit. But you ask these guys, the Currens of the world, the Giardis of the world, all these others, and they're like, yeah, there's a lot of questions with this team. Boy, this line. First of all, it would be nice to know who the starting line was. Do we know that yet?
No. With the opening line on the next week's game?
No. The starting offensive line, the most important unit on your football team.
Nobody has no idea. If I had to guess right now, you'd probably go Campbell, Wilson, Bradbury, Owenu, and Morgan Moses.
So we're guessing. Great, we're guessing.
We don't have anything final.
Who are going to be the two starting corners?
Carlton Davis and...
Oh, yeah, good. See, you want to put DJ James out there? Maybe AA, Alec Austin. Maybe the guy they just got from the Rams picking up.
Alex
Austin. Oh, wait. Did you notice
how many practice... I will like to ask. How many practice squad guys got flipped yesterday?
I believe it was three.
Three or
four? Maybe four. Yeah, so you're not even keeping your own guys on the practice squad. You know why? Not that good. Wait, did all your guys that you cut get claimed?
All right.
Did they get claimed?
Okay, no, they didn't.
No, they didn't get...
None of them got claimed.
How come? Your team stinks.
Wait. So why would you, this is a legitimate question. Why would you keep a guy on the roster? And this just in, if I were to go right now to FanDuel or bet MGM and it was 8.5, I'd bet the under.
Yeah. Some of us bet the under a long, long time ago.
But that said, the depth issues across this roster on both sides of the ball, especially now on defense, are starting to become a little disconcerting. I just don't understand how you finalize a roster earlier in the week on Tuesday, 4:00, keep a guy, bring him to the Patriots opening night event where sponsors, super fans, the rich, famous, and fabulous of Foxborough and beyond get to co-mingle with the players. They get introduced on stage. They wave to the crowd. And then 36 hours later, they're being jettisoned, kicked to the curb, and told, you are no longer welcome here.
Maybe he thought he was going to win the Ron Burton Community MVP Award, and when he didn't, when Hunter Henry took it from him, he threw a hissy fit.
Hey, you know who was not going to win that award was Jabril Peppers.
No, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
False sense. I mean, sure, he does lots of stuff. He started a rap career.
What does that have to... He was also arrested last
year. Yeah, he was. That was last year. It was a different year. Doesn't that reset every calendar year? It's like forgotten. Boom, you get Men in Black and it's all gone. But no.
Not so much.
I just... I find it interesting that some of the negativity I've been accused of spewing with the Patriots, people seem to be jumping on the negative bandwagon. The overall talent of the team and the expectations. Oh, and the offensive line. I said it might be worse than it was last year. Everybody called me wrong-headed radio, or at least Tom Curran did. And then I turn on Tom Curran's TV station, and I see under Phil Perry's name the word atrocious offensive line.
You don't even want to give him credit for being NBC Sports Boston, huh?
Nope.
Just going to call it Tom Curran's TV station.
It's his world. We're just living in it. So, I'm taking a victory lap. I don't know if Ted is quite ready to accept the dismal
but don't
play.
But don't relish it, though, because then you've got to leave yourself a little room the same way that you called the Red Sox season over, basically, after
I pushed
the
panic button.
You did. You pushed the panic button. So don't, I mean, if you're going to stay here, like if you're going to be here.
I'm here.
This is your lane.
I'm here and I'm concerned.
Okay.
Also, doesn't mean it won't be an interesting season. Also, doesn't mean that it can't be productive. I do believe this is going to be a productive season for Mike Vrabel and Drake May and Josh McDaniels. I just don't think the production is going to show up in as many wins as you people would like to see.
Well, I would like to continue to ride the coattails of your concern about the New England Patriots and my three-point stance.
So, are you ready, Nick Fitzy Stevens?
You know what? I am, Andy.
Starts right now. Okay. I've seen TV.
I just sort of
you ever watch Survivor? They do that delayed pause?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Now, we didn't throw to a commercial. They usually throw to a commercial.
Well, Dan Ball, not to say you have to do it like Dan Ball does, but Dan Ball does, and your time begins now, so that way you get ready for it.
Pregnant pause.
Okay. All right, ready? Three.
Starts now.
Okay. I am here to tell you that right now, your Boston Red Sox are the hottest ticket in town, and that's very obvious. And no, not just because left-handed Paul Skeens could be making his Major League debut tonight against actual right-handed or proper Paul Skeens, which could be one of the most electric nights at Fenway in an otherwise stunning, surprising, shocking, and spectacular season for your Boston Red Sox. Yeah, there's a lot of excitement around the Red Sox, and there seems to have been a lot of excitement around the New England Patriots, but for some reason, as Andy was just alluding to, that excitement is dissipating. So I am here to tell you, though there is still a lot of excitement and anticipation in the air, it doesn't quite seem as palpable as it was 2 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. So I'm here to say right now, the pressure is officially on the New England Patriots next Sunday in the home debut of Mike Vrabel, first-year coach of the New England Patriots, against Geno Smith, Pete Carroll, and Tom Brady's Las Vegas Raiders. Because if the Patriots don't show up, if the Patriots don't show out, if it's not a competitive game, if they don't win, if they get blown out, if it's not interesting and the Red Sox are rolling towards the postseason. Remember, Andy, a long time ago, this was a baseball town and they also had a football team. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Gronk, Edelman changed the narrative. Patriots better watch out, because if they don't perform up to snuff or expectation, Sox might be taken over.
You telling me we're almost back to being a baseball town?
Look at the way things are lining up right now.
Baseball's
you
back,
have
baby?
A baseball team.
It isn't boring. Meyer.
No, it is not. Roman Anthony, Toley, Bayo, Crochet. There's just young Narvaez. There's young stars who are actually delivering.
Wait,
all over
rewind that. That was the most important thing you've said this entire 3-point stance.
Young stars who are actually delivering.
100%. I could not agree with that more. We've talked ourselves into some stars down in Foxborough that still need to deliver. Gonzo's great.
One.
Now,
and by the way, he still has a nagging hamstring that has him in street clothes every day, and we're 9 days out. Even David Andrews was tweeting about the fact that he's concerned.
Well, David Andrews is like us. He's just a fan or media member now. Sorry, David. It's true. You're just sort of a guy who observes the Patriots like us with a lot of experience playing for the Patriots.
Yeah.
But if you look at Gonzo, so he's the guy that's delivered, right?
He has.
How many games did he play his rookie year?
3.5.
Yeah. And then how many games are we worried about him playing this year?
At least the first one.
Yeah. I'm worried about all of them. Because hamstrings tend to nag.
Soft tissue injuries.
Awful. Especially at positions where you have to be reactionary and explosive. That's something to monitor. So he's the given star.
Soft tissue injuries linger a long time.
Who is the other star that has developed down there?
The world wants to tell you that Drake May is Josh Allen 2.0. A lot of us still
have... Oh, what? I'd like him to get a second win first.
You know who I think is actually going to, between Drake May and other potential offensive stars? I think Travion Henderson is going to be further along come October than...
You think?
Than Drake
I don't have
May.
To think about Brian Baio. I don't have
I
to
believe.
Think about Roman
no,
Anthony.
No, he's arrived.
Roman
he's
Anthony
arrived.
Has a 400 on-base percentage. Brian Baio has the fifth best ERA in baseball, or whatever the hell the number is. Like, he is now a legit... high-end rotation guy for you. They are developing stars that even Raffaello, with the inconsistencies, has developed into a game changer. A
well,
game
especially
maker.
Well, when you add, it's like with a guy like Raffaello, it's like you have somebody who's playing all-world cornerback and occasionally gets snaps at receiver and is pretty good. Like,
yeah, well, no, not pretty good.
His offense is intermittently excellent.
He's a gold glove second baseman.
Defense is spectacular. Yeah, and he's the best center fielder in baseball.
Right, but he is a gold glove second baseman. The more I watch him, if he played there every day, he is a gold glove second. The
he's
athleticism.
A freakish athlete.
Now, you never would. I'm trying to think in my head, like, well, who's the most athletic second base? Well, you don't really have a super athletic second baseman, because if he's super athletic at second base, they call him shortstop.
Jose Reyes.
They move him over. So he's a phenom, but I do think... The way, and Vrabel's been a part of this. Our guy Ted was the one who brought this up the other day, joking about did Vrabel forget his testosterone injection for the day or the week and the press conference.
Like, did he not have his coffee with almond milk and three Splendas? Like, he seemed, I described
he's the
him
face.
As Belichickian.
He's the face of the franchise.
And let me tell you, Drake May has a full season to take that mantle over. And our guy, Mike Giardi, who we'll have on in 15 minutes, was the first to say offseason MVP, face of your franchise, is your head coach. To this day, to this moment, at this time, Drake May has still not taken it over and said, thanks, coach, I got it. I'm the face of the franchise. Sure, you saw him in the Nor'easter Storm Blue rivalry jerseys and that fancy ad and all the promo photos. To me, Mike Vrabel is still the Patriot.
And we talk about the Patriots winning the offseason. Well, the Red Sox kind of won the offseason, whether it's bringing up these top 100 prospects who actually contribute and are successful, or, I don't know, Crochet, Chapman, Bregman. If the Patriots are even close to as successful with Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, and Stephon Diggs as the Red Sox have been with Crochet, Chapman, and Bregman, then the Patriots will make the playoffs. Now, I don't think they will be, but if you, that's the pace you're trying to keep track with. The young guys are better. The acquisitions are better from a Red Sox perspective. So I think you're right. We are teetering. We're teetering on a baseball town again, baby.
What if next, let's just say for poor ejemplo, what if next Sunday is Raiders 24, Pats 13?
Then I'll say kind of what I expected.
And the Red Sox are 80 and 62, or 63.
Yeah, I don't think that's a, some of you people erroneously penciled that in as an easy win on opening day.
I never understood it.
I don't know why you're, you know, thumbing your nose at Pete Carroll, thumbing your nose at Geno Smith.
I've been the one who's been standing atop the freaking lighthouse yelling, Will Campbell probably is going to be good, but he's going to have a hell of a matchup, whether it's Kuntz or Crosby. Crosby.
Can't say that word on the radio. What's that guy's name?
Malcolm Kuntz.
All right, Stiz, are you ready for your three-point stance?
I'll give it a go, Andrew.
Could I get a more confident response? Stiz, are you ready for your three-point stance?
You better be ready for the best three-point stance you've ever heard in the history of this show.
All right, your 60 seconds. Your 60 seconds starts right now.
All right, guys, I've had a lot of firsts in my life. My first kiss, my first horror movie, my first trip to Hooters. But in the next few days, I am ready for another first, okay? And it is college football. Never in my 40 years of life have I been excited for a college football game.
Love this.
And it's not Saturday. It's not Texas versus Ohio. Oh, no, no, no. It is Monday night at 8 o'clock. You can watch it on ESPN. You can listen to it right here on WEEI. It is going to be picture-perfect weather, 75 degrees, and that is the debut of the Bill Belichick era college football, UNC versus TCU. Let's go, Tar Heels.
Well done, Stiz, first of all. I agree with you, second of all. I may have erroneously in the past said I wouldn't be watching. I'll be watching Monday night. And I think the biggest thing you just hit on is right. There are some football people that might poo-poo it because they're like, TCU, UNC, they're not going to be that good. UNC's not a football. It's the peripheral fan, the casual fan that is like, Bill Belichick's coaching in college, first game, I got to see that.
Oh, there's a lot of me's out there.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, could see, like, for example, I always use my mother as the rule.
Know?
An 80-year-old woman, does she care about UNC normally? No. There's a good chance my mother will be watching UNC football on Monday night because Bill Belichick, who was on the sideline in New England, the all-time great GOAT hoodie, and then you'll get all the blogs. That's the other thing. It goes so far. There'll be blogs. I promise you this. There will be blogs about what he's wearing. What does he look like on the sideline? What's his attire?
They've already done
sleeves.
Carolina Football already released a teaser video about what uniforms they're wearing, and it was at a dry cleaner, and somebody was picking up the uniforms and coming off the rack in like the cellophane was UNC gray hoodie.
Absolutely. No, people will care. That will be Boston.com's aggregators are all, they've already prepared the template.
And if they win Monday night, guess what you're going to see a lot of around here? UNC, Nike brand, Jordan 23, Belichick hoodies.
Oh, I was going to say calls to bring them back to the NFL, but yeah, that too.
Yeah, there might be some. If they're super impressive, you may get those early, Stiz. We are overreactionary. We learned that lesson with Dion at Colorado the last couple years. Immediately, everybody's like, Colorado's great. Dion's great. Bring him to the NFL. They're a 500 football team at best. They petered out as the season went on, and they played real teams.
Can I do another three-point stance? Because
nope. That works.
No. All right.
Three hosts, three thoughts, 3 o'clock.
Because I want to ask, why the hell is Massachusetts proposing a new state flag?
I don't know anything about that. What does that have to do with this discussion?
I saw it on the Twitter.
You should be focusing on the discussion we're having.
I thought it was done.
Someone didn't take their Adderall today.
No kidding. Focus.
You need another soda.
You need something. 617-779-7937. Do you want to react? Are you rooting for Bill Belichick? We'll get into that a little bit deeper later. That was today's poll from at Jumbo Hart on my Twitter account, at WEEI Afternoons. And I was a little surprised with the results.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll share those with the audience later. Up next, though, here on WEEI Afternoons, our buddy Mike Giardi, maybe the only person in New England who thought there was a chance Jabril Peppers could be cut. He'll talk about it next here with us. And first, Fitzy is going to bring you what's trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.